91X News.
It's 20 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Sarah Armour with 91X News. A dramatic standoff in Belleville's West End has ended quietly. Police, crisis negotiators, and an emergency response team surrounded a residence just off Cascade Boulevard throughout the night. Police arrived at the home at about 3 a.m. to investigate a domestic dispute. At that time, a woman and a child left the building, but one man, armed with a knife, refused to come outside. Deputy Police Chief Paul Vandergraaf says the suspect surrendered to police at about 8:30 this morning.
Through the keen work of our emergency response team, the officers who've been on all night long and continue on working this morning from the patrol road, local EMS, and our crisis negotiators, we're able to come to a very successful negotiation, and the individual turned himself over to our officers.
No one was injured. A 30-year-old Belleville male has been charged with one count of assault with a weapon. He'll appeal for a bail hearing today. The investigation is ongoing. The remains of a missing Canadian have been found. Him and his wife survived for 7 weeks in the Nevada wilderness after the couple got lost. Albert Kretchen went for help a year and a half ago when their van got stuck in the mud. Detective Dennis Jernigan of the Elko County Sheriff's Department says Kretchen's remains were discovered Saturday by two elk hunters in a secluded area of Merritt Mountain. Jernigan says the remains were intact and hadn't been scattered by animals. Rita Kretchen stayed with the couple's van and was found on the verge of starvation 49 days after her husband went for help. She survived on trail mix, hard candy, and melted snow, and has told church groups her Christian faith kept her going. A Conservative MP is apologizing after suggesting that NDP leader Tom Mulclair helped to hasten the death of Jack Layton. Calgary MP Rob Anders told the political news website iPolitics that Mulclair allegedly goaded Layton into overstressing his delicate health during last year's election campaign. iPolitics is reporting that Anders now says the remarks were insensitive. The Prime Minister's office was quick to distance itself from the remarks, saying they in no way represent the views of Stephen Harper or the government. Layton died in August 2011 of cancer. A new report shows home ownership can have a positive impact on a family's social conditions. The report by Habitat for Humanity Toronto says families living in houses built by the organization feel proud of where they live, leading to improved relations with their neighbors and a greater feeling of safety in the neighborhood. Home ownership leads to a positive change, especially in children, says the report, which uses the results of interviews from 81 households last spring to convey how the families compare their lives before and after they moved into their Habitat home. Ontario police have arrested a 47-year-old man accused of kidnapping and confining a Nova Scotia teen. The OPP says David James LeBlanc was picked up last night after they received a report of a suspicious man wandering a road with no shoes and wearing light clothes. He was arrested about 250 kilometers northeast of Thunder Bay and will appear in court there today via video link from Greenstone Detachment. Police are also looking for 31-year-old Wayne Allen Cunningham, who also faces charges of forcible confinement and sexual assault. 91X Sports. It was a tough weekend for the Belleville Bulls. After a tight 1-0 loss to the Brampton Battalions on Friday, the Bulls were topped by the Oshawa Generals 5-2 on Saturday. The Bulls now have an even 500 record with 2 wins and 2 losses. Belleville's next game is not until Saturday, as the Bulls play the Ottawa 67s at the Yardman. The Toronto Blue Jays opened their final series of the season at home series against the Minnesota Twins. The Jays are coming off a 9-6 loss yesterday to New York. Aaron Laffey goes to mound for Toronto. The Great One is optimistic about the NHL's labor situation. Wayne Gretzky says he believes the league's current lockout will end before January 1st, the date of the showcase Winter Classic between the Detroit Red Wings and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I believe in my heart, maybe because I'm such a big hockey fan, that they will be playing by January 1. I think the hard part of their deal was the last negotiations of players agreeing to a salary cap. And now that there is a salary cap in place and revenue sharing, I see them ultimately getting a deal done here. And I see them playing hockey this year, yeah.
He says both sides are led by very smart men, and it's just a matter of working out a deal that everyone thinks is fair. The fourth week of the NFL season concludes tonight in Texas. The Dallas Cowboys host the Chicago Bears in a battle of 2-1 teams. The Cowboys' defense have been solid, giving up only 250 yards and 18 points per game. 91X weather. Today, clearing this morning, high 20. Tonight, a few clouds, low 7. Tuesday, increasing cloudiness early in the morning, 40% chance of showers, high 17. Wednesday, showers, high 20. It's 20 degrees. I'm Sarah Armour, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.